FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD 1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
With America's 250th Independence Day behind us, what did it actually take to win the Revolutionary War? Next time on Prairie Journal, Pulitzer Prize-winning author and historian Rick Atkinson.
I spent a lot of time trying to understand what's going on the other side of the hill, what the British are doing.
That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock Sunday morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KPR 2.
And extraordinary health moments. Learn more at Cigna.com/better. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s, light winds from the northeast. Sunny for tomorrow, highs around 90 degrees. It's 69 in Lawrence. This is KPR. You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
It's making its way across America with a stop in Kansas. It's the Union Pacific's big boy on a cross-country tour for America's 250th anniversary. Jeff London catches up with the train as it heads towards Philadelphia. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Your $15 or $20 a month may seem small, but it can make a big impact. Your sustaining gift combined with those of your fellow members all add up to a big difference over time. That impact turns into inspiring stories, ideas, and community connections on KPR. You can sustain the future of excellent radio. Take a few minutes now and become a sustaining member at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where students engage in hands-on learning and research, preparing graduates for real-world challenges that contribute to communities across Kansas and beyond. More information at k-state.edu.
We have a beautiful Sunday in store. Sunny skies, highs in the upper 80s, light winds from the northeast. It's 67 degrees in Atchison, 69 in Emporia, 69 here in Lawrence. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Eric and...
This is NPR News.
This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. If you're interested in seeing the big boy as it storms across the United States, it will be arriving in Kansas City on Tuesday, July 21st. It'll be there that evening, be in Kansas City all Wednesday, July 22nd, and then we'll leave for Topeka on Thursday morning, July 23rd, arriving in Topeka about noon. It'll be there about half an hour before it steams on to Salina. You can find out more at the Union Pacific website, up.com. Hope to see you there.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Sunny skies today with highs getting up to the upper 80s. Looks like it should be a beautiful day with light winds from the northeast. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around the mid-60s. It will be quite humid overnight tonight. Sunny skies for tomorrow with highs around 90 degrees. We'll have a rundown of area temperatures in just a minute.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Under sunny skies at 69 in Atchison, 73 in Chanute, 71 in Emporia, 69 in Manhattan, 70 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Raymond James, where wealth management, banking, and capital market strategies start with connections between people. Raymond James, the power of personal. Disclosures at raymondjames.com. From Progressive, with small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options, designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com. And from the Kauffman Foundation.
On this Old House Radio Hour, the new locksmith scam that can turn a simple lockout into a $1,000 bill.
What is a red flag is drilling multiple holes, and after the drilling is done, they should be able to replace that part immediately.
Plus, filmmaker Adam Rehmeyer returns to the Hollywood Hills shack that launched his creative life. That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour.
Join us for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, 2 hours from now, right after Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Creativity Matters, mental health counseling services where art and therapy come together, offering therapy for adults, families, children, and more. Information about services and scheduling at creativitymattersllc.com.
We've got NPR News coming up in just 1 minute, and then news from the KPR newsroom. The time is 8 o'clock.
They were flown to a nearby elementary school where they were reunited with family. Ann DeField says she is grateful her two sons and their fellow campers are home safe.
It was a whirlwind, and my boys, when they got home, were like, I mean, I couldn't hug them long enough, but they were fine. Like, they really just thought it was all a big adventure.
At least one person has died from the flooding in Missouri. Portions of Kentucky are under a flood watch through Sunday. Chandelise Duster, NPR News.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Wildlife officials are investigating after thousands of dead fish were found in a Wichita pond. KAKE reports that neighbors noticed the smell of rotting fish on Friday and then discovered the dead fish. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment took samples from the pond on Friday but declined comment about the cause of the incident until after testing is complete. The Neighborhood Homeowners Association is coordinating cleanup efforts to get rid of the dead fish. A new analysis says the Republican supermajority in the Kansas House is in jeopardy this election cycle. Sam Zeff tells us why.
The political website Ballotpedia rates the GOP supermajority in the Kansas House as highly exposed. Flipping just 5 seats could dramatically change the political landscape in Topeka. Wichita State University political scientist Alexandra Middlewood says Democrats are targeting 6 seats in Johnson County, but Republicans, she says, are targeting seats in Sedgwick County.
So the fact that we see the Republican Party really trying to counter-target other seats shows that even they are somewhat afraid that this could happen.
Ballotpedia also says the Republican supermajorities in the Missouri House and Senate are also vulnerable this year. I'm Sam Zeff.
In the final World Cup match played in Kansas City, Argentina beat Switzerland 3-1 last night in extra time. The Baltimore Orioles defeated the Kansas City Royals 6-1 last night. They play at 12:35 in Baltimore.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Bayer, who believes science is the relentless process of asking questions, testing, and trying again, even when it's not easy. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. This is NPR.
Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s, light winds from the northeast. Mostly clear overnight tonight and humid, lows in the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, sunny and warm, highs around 90 degrees. Under sunny skies, it's 72 in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas band The Lost Keys for the final Sunday Jayhawk Jukebox, Sunday, July 12th at 2 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this beautiful Sunday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, how a verse of the Bible is pitting mainline pastors, black Protestants, and the Pope against evangelical politicians and President Trump. That story just ahead, as well as a look at the World Cup, with NPR's Becky Sullivan coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Here at Kansas Public Radio, we try every day to provide you with quality arts and information across Kansas and beyond. And we'd like to hear from you. How are we doing? Take our annual media and technology survey. Let us know how you get news, music, and entertainment. Your response helps us better understand what you need and how you get it, and helps us serve our community in the best way possible. You can take the survey right now and make your voice heard at kansaspublicradio.org. We'll be glad to hear from you. The time is 8:20. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Schwab.
NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for Prairie Journal. With America's 250th Independence Day behind us, what did it actually take to win the Revolutionary War? Rick Atkinson is a three-time Pulitzer Prize-winning writer, historian, and author of the best-selling Revolutionary War trilogy, The War for America.
I spent a lot of time trying to understand what's going on the other side of the hill, what the British are doing. I spent a lot of time trying to understand what George III and his ministers and Parliament and so on are doing in waging war for 8 years across 3,000 miles of open ocean in the age of sail.
Join us for this broadcast of the 2026 Dole Lecture on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2. Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s. It's 74 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Legacy Bach Drive and EyeSight Driver Assist Technology. Learn more at Subaru.com/Outback. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at Skoll.org.
On this Old House Radio Hour, the new locksmith scam that can turn a simple lockout into a $1,000 bill.
What is a red flag is drilling multiple holes, and after the drilling is done, they should be able to replace that part immediately.
Plus, filmmaker Adam Rehmeyer returns to the Hollywood Hills shack that launched his creative life. That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour.
This Old House Radio Hour coming up in 1 hour at 10 o'clock this morning, immediately after Weekend Edition Sunday. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Again, we've got 1 more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR less than a minute and a half away. The time is 9 o'clock.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living with 5 locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org.